Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I hope EB is wearing some sort of watch that monitors his blood pressure because I'm going to guess it might spike during this next segment. We're going to get some audio of former Commanders head coach Ron Rivera. He joined Adam Schefter yesterday on his podcast, and he was talking about, we have two clips that we're going to play. We're going to go back in time to when he drafted Chase Young at number 2 in the 2020 draft. Adam Schefter asks him basically, do you regret not taking a quarterback? I'm paraphrasing. Let's listen to that first clip. This is Adam Schefter with former Commanders head coach Ron Rivera.
Let me go back to 2020 for a moment, because the Commanders had the second overall pick, and you mentioned the team would work on all the quarterbacks at that time, including Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa. COVID happens. You wind up taking the safe pick, Chase Young, at number 2. How do you look back at that draft and that selection at that time?
Well, the hard part is we didn't have the benefit of having the extra mini camp, the one that you could have had before training camp, to see exactly what we had and who we had. We didn't have an opportunity to really work on those things and see where we really truly stood. And so because of that, knowing what we knew, and who we had, we decided to go with Chase. We really believed that Chase could make an impact, and he did. And the unfortunate part was he had suffered the knee injury a year later.
Which of those quarterbacks, if you could go back on it, did you like at that time? Do you remember that?
I think we felt pretty good about Justin Herbert. It was somebody that we liked looking at. And hindsight is easy because it is an opportunity to look back and say, we could have done that. We could have. We really could have. But who knows? I mean, there's some guys that really stepped up and became guys.
Whatever.
Guys stepped up and became guys.
Listen, I know Drabby was a Justin Herbert guy, but having hosted this show for 28 years and following this team as closely as ever, that whole draft was about tanking for Tua. I remember saying on draft day that if Tua hits, no matter how good Chase is, if Tua hits, that we're going to regret this pick. And because Tua was the guy that, even though he had the hip injury, and that's why he slipped, that was the one that people were speculating about. Herbert was kind of a surprise.
But for him to blame it on, we didn't have a mini camp and we just didn't know what we had.
I just think it's funny. He said, guys become guys.
That is maddening that he just is blaming it on, we didn't have enough time to properly evaluate the personnel that we had on hand. So we just went with Chase Young.
Is he saying that because he inherited Haskins and he still didn't know what he actually had? I think that's what he's just alluding to. Remember, he inherited Haskins. If you go back in that time,
they did,
and he didn't really know what he had. He had an owner in his ear telling him that I want you to play the Haskins.
Right.
And the truth is, he pandered to the owner.
That's what it was,
and played Haskins. That's the truth.
So, there's some guys that really stepped up and became guys.
I don't whatever that means. I don't think for a second they pondered drafting Justin Herbert. Just so you know that. I don't think for a second. I think they were locked in on Chase, and I think Schefter described it perfectly. It was a safe pick.
They may have considered it, but it might have gotten shot down by Snyder.
I think happened.
What are you guys talking about, Justin Herbert? We have Dwayne Haskins.
Remember,
my hand-picked
he guy. Inherited Haskins. This is the first year he's there. It's his first year on the staff. Snyder obviously picked Haskins. I guarantee you, he said, this is our quarterback.
And I know
we're not taking a quarterback at number 2 overall.
Yeah, I know that it's happened recently a couple times. But it doesn't really happen. It's a new phenomenon where you draft a quarterback in the first round even though we said all along we thought Haskins was overdrafted, you don't take back-to-back first-round quarterbacks. Now, people are doing that now. It's kind of a trendy thing. We've seen it a couple times. But generally, that's not a thing.
You don't do it unless you know that you botched the pick and the guy just flat-out sucks.
Well, then why did Ron take the job? He was hired in 5 minutes after the season was ended, after he was fired in the middle of the year. He clearly sat down with Snyder. All he had to say is, hey, look, man, Haskins sucks. We got three awesome quarterbacks that are going to be at the top of the draft.
Because he didn't know that. He's too dumb to know that. He didn't
that's
know.
The problem.
Yeah, that's a big part
he
of the problem.
He didn't know. Right. He sucks. He didn't know that Haskins sucked, and he was sold that Haskins was going to be good. I'm telling you, they never considered drafting Herbert.
Everybody in the city knew Haskins sucked after 10 minutes.
Yeah, but
he was smarter than him. Not know?
And maybe if he says that, Snyder says, okay, well, you're not my guy.
Right.
Well, and he wanted the job.
Well, then I would
right.
say.
Sometimes he wanted the job to get $25 million or whatever.
Correct.
He got. Well, how much did he get?
He got a lot.
Did he get more than $25 million?
I think he got like
six or seven,
five
a year.
Or six, something like that, maybe more. Per.
Yeah. So he just went with it.
He just went with it. Yeah. The guy's gonna give me $25 million, and we'll try his kid. You know, he probably laughed at his wife and said, "Yeah, he thinks Haskins is good. I don't, but he's giving me $25 million."
Right. So, well, I can't turn it down.
I would have played a kid too.
Right. The guy throws me a $25 million life jacket. I'm going to grab it.
But I just don't like this sort of we were really leaning towards Justin Herbert. No, you weren't. You were never going to take
him. They were always going to take Chase.
You're always going to take Chase. In fact, I would argue if you were going to take anybody, you were going to take Tua.
And there was a whiff because, you know, Chase had a good rookie year. Well, but he didn't do anything
after that. It was a whiff and a long line of personnel whiffs for Ron.
Correct.
Why are you talking now? Go away.
It doesn't make any sense. Just yesterday, Christian Darrisaw, a guy who was in the Jamin Davis draft, who was picked after Jamin Davis, signed an extension with the Minnesota Vikings for big money, and Jamin Davis hasn't had his fifth-year option picked up. Mm-hmm. Another Ron legacy. So it doesn't end there. So then Ron talks now about the current quarterback situation with the Washington Commanders with Jaden Daniels, and here's his take on that.
You mentioned Jaden Daniels. Had you studied him at all, knowing that you were going to have a high pick?
Yes. You know, at the end of, you know, during that part, you always start looking ahead and seeing. Yes. So I start watching the quarterbacks and thinking, God, this kid's got it. He's got it. And because Cliff Kingsbury's there, I think that was a tremendous pick for him because that offense counts on the quarterback doing a lot and making things happen, in my opinion. And you saw some of the success he had in Arizona. The one thing, though, is that they've got to be able to protect him and protect him, you know, from injury because the young man's going to play all out. And you don't want him to get hurt. You really don't because I think he can be successful in this offense.
If you had stayed there in Washington and you had still been the coach and been an active part of the front office, do you think when the season ended that your organization was going in a Jaden Daniels direction, or was there another guy that you were looking at with that number two overall pick, Ron?
No, that was the quarterback. I really think that was the quarterback. I really do. You look at his ability to prolong the play, to extend the play. Look at his ability to throw the ball downfield and create. Look at his ability to run. I was very fortunate in Carolina. I had, you know, who I thought at the time was one of the best quarterbacks in Cam Newton. I really didn't mean that. And I think that at that time and moment, when you got that guy, you've got to make as much hay as you can. And unfortunately, you know, we got to the Super Bowl, but we didn't get a chance to get back. And that's unfortunate because, you know, when you have that special guy, and Cam really was special for us, you've got to, you know, do the best you can.
So this is Ron after the kid at the front of the class has already answered the question correctly, raising his hand furiously at the back of the class, trying to answer the question again.
Yeah,
I just don't understand what's going on.
After he told us 100 times, and I agreed with him until he fell apart. You guys ruined him. That Sam Howell, they found their quarterback.
Yeah, he did. He said it multiple times.
We found our quarterback. Yep. So you think he was going to then pivot on himself? I'm not convinced he would. Go away. You're a nice human. Go away.
Here are the
you don't need any more money. I mean, like, I want you to make money. I'm pro capitalism and making money and everything, but you know, no one's going to hire you as a head coach in the NFL. Go be a defense coordinator somewhere in college or you know,
or just go play Pebble.
Hey, yeah, just play golf. He might be a starter out at Spyglass when you're there at the end of the week.
So think about the top first and second round picks in the 4 years Ron was here.
Right.
Were Chase Young, who's no longer here, and he was a big bust. Mm-hmm. Jamin Davis is in a make or break year.
Yeah.
Sam Cosmi, okay, starter, good player,
very solid player,
second round pick. Jahan Dotson, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Had a down year last year. Fedarian Mathis, who I don't even know if he's ever played.
Buster Rooney.
And last year, Emmanuel Forbes and Quan Martin.
Right.
I mean, those are the top picks, top seven picks.
Very checkered.
Ron Rivera's staff made. Checkered at the.
Yeah, it is spotty.
At the very least.
Yeah. Do you think Ron knows that his coaching tenure is basically over and he's trying to throw his hat in the ring for personnel? On the personnel side.
Personnel?
No. Because he's not really talking about coaching. He's talking about personnel.
Bad as a coach as he was, he's worse at personnel.
I know. We know that here, but people in the NFL circles or in different cities.
Oh, other people know, too.
Everybody knows. No, I think.
Because
I
like, he gives an excuse as to why they drafted Chase. Right. He gives an excuse as to why they didn't pursue a quarterback.
I think he's trying to protect his legacy more than anything, or just maybe kind of audition again and try to be a media-friendly guy, get some media gigs. I think he knows his head coaching days are definitely done. He'd be lucky who's going to hire his old ass?
Go coach in college, or like you said, just be a defensive coordinator or a position coach.
He's attaching his name to Jaden Daniels. He's making you remember. He's attaching his name to Cam Newton. I don't know. I think he's trying to make people think that
he's a personnel guy. But I don't think it'll work. Even if that's his plan, if you're right and that's his plan, all they got to do is look at the resume.
Yeah. Any owner with a quarter of a brain, all they have to do is look at his bungled draft picks and say, I don't want you anywhere near my personnel department.
Like honestly, he just was an atrocious head coach here. A nice guy. Mm-hmm. He was atrocious.
And he made sense. He made sense to come in and bring some legitimacy to the organization when it was in chaos and things were swirling around. But that faded pretty quickly because
he had his own scandal.
I remember saying that I thought it was a great hire because he was professional. Mm-hmm. He obviously had a track record.
I was a sucker for the same thing.
Man, what a buffoon I was.
I was a sucker for the same thing.
We all kind of fell for that.
We fell for it.
I think all of us did.
Dude, we did.
The trainer he brought here from Carolina got busted for whatever he was doing.
Yeah, he was selling.
God only knows what he was doing.
What was he selling drugs out of his house? Or
I don't know what he was doing.
House got raided. Didn't the facility get raided too?
He brought his own drama here. He just constantly brought personnel from Carolina, front office and players. It seemed like that was the only sort of talent group he had any sort of insight on.
Mm-hmm.
All the guys he brought in here were mediocre. His draft picks were brutal.
Terrible.
He changed his game plan not only from season to season, within seasons. I'll never forgive him for starting out his tenure here in D.C. and just punting games and then pivoting midway through the season because they were backdooring their way into the playoffs with a losing record.
Hey, won the NFC East his first year.
And the only reason they got there is because Prescott was hurt that year.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, everyone failed around them.
If Dak isn't hurt, they win the division. Bye-bye. They're not going
to. But you remember him just like letting the clock run out? Poor clock management.
Oh, the worst.
He was so bad.
Told your blood pressure to go up the segment.
Of all the guys we've had, Jay had 10 times more success than he did. Who else have we had? Shanny had more success than he did.
Zorn.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Zorn was
terrible.
Spurrier
was terrible.
Was bad.
They've had just a list of guys that were just awful.
Spurrier was so bad. I can't believe
he wanted Dan Snyder's money. He just couldn't. He couldn't believe Dan Snyder was paying him so much.
Well, he just took it. He just, you know, he just treated it like it was a part-time job. Coaching football got in the way of his tee times.
Yep, it did.
The fact of the matter.
Yep. All right, when we come back, we will do EB's entertainment page. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Mike Rizzo from the Nats.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.